This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to visit Pyongyang for a fourth time next month to pave the way for a second U.S.-North Korea summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo met his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, Wednesday, a session he described as positive that dealt with the next steps toward denuclearization. Chairing a session of the U.N. Security Council Wednesday, Mr. Trump said international sanctions must stay in place until a breakthrough is reached.
I think we will make a deal, but unfortunately, to ensure this progress continues, we must enforce existing U.N. Security Council resolutions until denuclearization occurs.
During a later news conference, he suggested real progress with the North is being made behind the scenes.
I think that what we've done behind the scenes, which nobody really knows about, and I don't blame you for not knowing about, you know, personal letters, private letters, but saying they want to get it done. We know much more than the media for a change, much more. But if you saw what's going on behind the scenes, I think you'd be very impressed.
Mr. Trump, who met with the North Korean leader in Singapore in June, said he is not wedded to a timeline for reaching an agreement. In his words, if it takes 2 years, 3 years, or 5 months, it doesn't matter. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Wednesday delivered his first speech to the UN General Assembly and sought to reset his country's ties with the international community.
Zimbabwe looks forward to playing a positive and constructive role as a free, democratic, transparent, prosperous, and responsive member of the family of nations.
He called for removal of what he described as illegal sanctions imposed to the country during the Mugabe era. This is VOA News. At the Security Council meeting Wednesday, President Trump accused China of trying to influence the outcome of the upcoming U.S. election.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election, coming up in November, against my administration.
He said the Chinese don't want Mr. Trump and his allies to win because of lingering trade tensions. China's foreign minister told the council his government has not and will not interfere in any country's domestic affairs. A White House official said China's interference in politics, media, and business has reached an unacceptable level. Vice President Mike Pence is expected to deliver a speech on the matter next week. The U.S. military flew B-52 bombers in the vicinity of contested islands in the South China Sea. A Pentagon spokesman said the late Tuesday mission was part of regularly scheduled operations designed to enhance U.S. interoperability with partners and allies. A Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman said Beijing is resolutely opposed to such provocative actions. During Wednesday's Security Council meeting, President Trump defended his decision to pull out of the 2015 International Iran Nuclear Agreement and continued his denunciation of Tehran's destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime exports violence, terror, and turmoil. It illicitly procures sensitive items to advance its ballistic missile program and proliferates these missiles all across the Middle East.
He said a regime with the track record must never be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. At a news conference in New York, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tehran has no wish to go to war with the U.S. or raise tensions. He called the U.S. decision to withdraw from the nuclear pact a mistake and predicted an isolated U.S. would rejoin. The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine Wednesday released a report showing nearly 400,000 have died as a result of South Sudan's civil war. The death toll number includes those killed as a direct result of violence, along with others who died as a result of disease or lack of health care. The World Bank approved $80 million in grants to Somalia to help the government there mobilize and redistribute resources to rebuild the shattered country. It's the first World Bank disbursement to the Horn of Africa country in nearly 30 years. The central bank, as expected in the U.S., raised a key interest rate to a range of between 2 and 2.25%, the third hike of the year. Jerome Powell is the Fed chairman.
The Fed has been gradually returning interest rates closer to levels that are normal in a healthy economy.
One more rate hike expected before year's end. Meanwhile, sales of new homes in the U.S. rose in August. U.S. stocks were little changed in Wednesday trading. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again today, so leave it open because I'm coming right in. Our first stop today is the Congo with Pamelo Munka in Aminata d'Abidjan. And right after that, Gento by Tom Jackete of Mali and Kuanda by Alik Masheso of Zimbabwe. But we take it to the top right now with Aminata d'Abidjan by Pamelo Munka of the Congo.
African peace.
Star by Alik Machesho of Zimbabwe, and before that, Gento by Tom Jackity of Mali, and Aminata Davijon by Pamela Munka of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amanda GC from Hits FM and Joy FM in Accra, Ghana. And I love listening to David Vandy on VOA because he doesn't only expose the African music, but he also entertains you with the African beat. David Vandy and VOA, thank you very much.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Your super show coming to you Mondays through Friday. Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone is coming up next. And right after that, the Sukus Medley number 7 by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of the Republic of Guinea. But first, let's do some Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone.
Baby, sabi, dance, sabi, dance, dumbolo. We gonna Nigeria, Nigeria, baby, sabi, dance, sabi, dumbolo.
We gonna be a billionaire,
maladie des amoureux.
Jalousie,
maladie des amoureux.
Ah, vous m'êtes jalouse.
Jaloux, jaloux.
Maladie des amoureux.
Jalousie,
maladie des amoureux.
Il faut pas rêver. J'ai la cabour. J'ai Guimonia.
Oh,
Le Johe by Yeroba Diolde of Guinea. Before that, Sukus Medley by Dali Kimoko of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Dombolo by Sidiki Jabate of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Stay tuned, I'll be back with more music.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. But if you don't have access to the internet, you can write to African Beat, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. And with that, let's get on to some of your emails. This one says, "Hi, David Van. How are you doing today? I hope everything is rosy out there." To the focal point, David, I really love the African Beat. It has become part of my day-to-day activities. The reason is that I may want to hide it from people, but it seems it shows anytime they look into my face because I like miming them. And anytime I hear them, I feel that felicity in my cradle where life is hopeful. And to crown it all, David, African Beat is the best. I love it. This is from Justice Abubakar Swallow of Kenema, Eastern Sierra Leone. Thank you very much, Abubakar Swallow. And I'll play some beautiful tune for you just now. But let me just send this special greetings to my friend Joseph Kwashi in Cameroon, wishing you and your friends out there all the best today, and hope you have a wonderful day. But right now, let's take on to music. This is Rue Princess by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. And after that, A Young Mvele by Amanda Evieter and JP Kaiti of Cameroon, and Ba Ntambikidi by Tetalando of Angola. But let's go to Rue Princess right now by Debodo of Côte d'Ivoire. I love that place. It's booming.
Oh, yeah, Moudele! Quand c'est gardé, ça a pété! Apprécie ma voix de miel, viens t'asseoir sur le pur crème. J'ai la classe que les filles aiment. Et mes bras sont digua, digua, bien en place pour les filles haines.
Tamba Bikidi by Teta Lando of Angola. Before that, Ayong Mvele by Abanda Aviator and JP Kaiti of Cameroon. And Lou Princess by Debo Doe of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. I want to make you happy, so stay close and don't go away. Let's take the trip now to Burundi with Edna, Sam, and Yakuba in this beautiful tune that I love so much, Kira Dodura. Today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Mira, mamá, bueno. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.